Well, the big news in politics this week was the Republican gubernatorial nominee choosing a running mate. Joining me to discuss that are our Friday political commentators. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. He joins us via Skype. So Bill Schuette chose Lisa Postumate Lyons as his running mate. She's the Kent County Clerk. She's also a former legislator. Vicki, what do we know about her record?
Well, we know that she was a strong proponent of the Education Achievement Association that took over the Detroit failing schools and was a total disaster. Lisa is, I served with her. She's a very, very nice person, and I was pleased to serve with a bunch of very, very nice people. She was in charge of the Education Committee, and she is very conservative. She voted along with the rest of her caucus for a massive tax change in 2011, and we know that she's the Kent County Clerk, and she is a very conservative choice for Bill Schuette's running mate.
Ken, what does Lisa Lyons bring to the Schuette campaign for governor?
Well, I think she's a good, solid choice for Bill Schuette. Maybe surprising because she wasn't on the political pundit's original list, but she's articulate, smart, she's well-versed in issues, she's young but experienced, energetic, well-liked and well-regarded in West Michigan. I think that might help him because the Grand Rapids Area Chamber endorsed his primary opponent, Brian Calley. I think it's a good, solid choice. I think the challenge for both Republican and Democratic gubernatorial candidates is, because I anticipate that Gretchen Whitmer will make a good, solid choice too, is how do you take what are these good choices and find a way to have them actually help you move the needle come November? It's just hard to do, but maybe today with social media being so prevalent, maybe they can find a way to do that.
Speaking of Gretchen Whitmer, she's the Democratic nominee, of course. She's yet to choose a running mate. Some Democrats would like her to choose one of her primary election opponents, Abdul El-Sayed. And El-Sayed said on this program that he would consider that.
We haven't had that conversation. Look, I want to be as helpful as possible. And, you know, if that means that that I'm asked to join the ticket and, you know, we can talk about how we move forward in a direction that is consistent with our shared values, then that'd be great.
Vicki, what do you think of that idea?
I don't think that's going to happen. It was a very contentious primary, and as much as there is a lot of youthful energy on El-Sayed's side, there is a lot of bad blood between those two candidates, and I would like to see Gretchen choose a candidate that is younger and from Detroit, that is active in social media and is progressive in terms of exciting a young base as well, and with no bad blood. And I think that choice would probably be the rising star Garland Gilchrist II.
Yeah, we'll talk about him in a little bit. Ken, what do you think of El-Sayed as a running mate for Gretchen Whitmer?
Well, it's got to be somebody that Whitmer is just totally comfortable with, and it's not appropriate or even, I don't think I'd be very credible commenting on who the Democrats ought to nominate for or who Gretchen ought to pick for lieutenant governor. But I think Vicki makes a lot of really good points. You know, if you could find a young African-American leader out of Detroit who could campaign like crazy down in Detroit and help that turn out, that probably makes more sense.
Well, this Garland Gilchrist guy who ran for Detroit City Clerk fits that bill. He's also working now at the University of Michigan in social media, as a matter of fact. Vicki, what does Gilchrist bring to the Democratic ticket?
If he's chosen, I mean, let's preface that. He brings youth, he brings excitement, he brings computer savvy. And we really could use those skills both here on the ticket and in Lansing. He upgraded the computer systems for citizens in Detroit and was very effective in making sure that people in Detroit could contact the city just through their cell phone applications if there was problems with garbage or lighting and other things. He also is raising his kids in Detroit, and he has two twins, well, a set of twins, and plans on sending them to Detroit Public Schools. So he's really enamored with the city that he has moved into and the community that he's building around Corktown. So I think that Gilchrist would be a great choice. There's several other names. Sheldon Neely out of Flint has been a great progressive Democrat in a city that's been really hurt by Snyder's policies, and he would also be a good choice. So I think there's a lot of choices available to Gretchen Whitmer.
You know, I should not forget that we also have Green Party candidates who will be choosing running mates and Libertarian candidates who will be choosing a running mate, because we get criticized quite a bit around here pretending like there's only a Republican and a Democratic Party. But having said all that, Ken, if you were advising these two, that is Schuette and Whitmer, what do you think is really going to work in this state? Because it's a big state, geographically different. Well, the west side, the southeast side, the UP and the north, they're all very different areas. Does geography, like you were mentioning with Kent County, really play that much into it? And if it does good in Kent County, will it do good anywhere else?
Well, if my advice to Gretchen Whitmer and Bill Schuette were helpful, they would have called me.
Well, I was going to suggest why didn't they pick either one of you? I mean, come on. Or Vicky may still get the call. I don't know.
I think and I've said this before, on the lieutenant governor issue, historically, it is just hard come November after a gazillion dollars have been spent on ads, not just for governor, but U.S. Senate and Congress and ballot proposals, for the lieutenant governor nominees to move the needle. Now, like I said, historically it's hard, but maybe it can be done today. Maybe if you take Lisa Lyons and say, look, just campaign like crazy in West Michigan where you're known and popular, and you take somebody out of Southeast Michigan for the Democrats and do the same. Campaign where you're popular and well-known to help. So it becomes a turnout issue. And to your point is, I really think this election is going to come out to sort down to a turnout issue where Republicans have figured out they have got to turn out their base to have any hope at all. And of course, vice versa, the Democrats know if they turn out their base, they're probably have an advantage right now.
I think that while Ken is right that nobody goes to the polls to vote for the lieutenant governor candidate specifically, I think that there are things that a lieutenant governor choice can add to an overall ticket. And with half the population being in Southeast Michigan, you don't want to give up that base, whether they be independents who are now moving very rapidly in the suburban areas toward a Republican choice, and the Democrats that live here. And I think picking somebody from the Detroit area that really helps move Detroit forward and would be a voice for Detroit with the governor's ear would be a very powerful message to send to voters in Southeast Michigan. And the challenge for Bill Schuette is going to be, how does he translate his support for Trump and very, very conservative policies into a more middle of the road vision for the state of Michigan that will translate into voters selecting Lisa and him as the governor and lieutenant governor choice. And I think they have a very difficult task ahead.
Vicky Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. I don't know why these gubernatorial candidates haven't approached you two for lieutenant governor. Clearly the obvious choices, but
obviously, of course.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Lester.